This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's it's necessary in the Southwest. Although it'd be a hot breeze. No question about that. It's a good day. Yeah. Seals and Crofts, the name of the group during this tune. It's hot. It just is hot. Summertime, summertime, summertime. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen helping you to cool off. In some moments, sometimes we make people hot under the collar, and sometimes we give them pause to think. Because we are not simple beings. Some things make some people think. Some people don't want to think, and that's okay. Sometimes in the heat, I don't want to think. I just want to be, right? No, this is not a test. You have nothing to prove to anybody but yourself. I know a lot of people think they have to prove themselves to their spouse or to their parents or to their boss or whatever, but no. Think about yourself in a sense, not in a selfish way, but think about yourself. So maybe for the rest of the day today, you think about you and your life, what you have accomplished, what you like doing, what you're good at, all of those good things, okay? Just do that for yourself. Meanwhile, we are in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. We're celebrating Hot Dog Week. It's national. I always thought Hot Dog Week ought to be the 4th of July, but it isn't. It's this week.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, what do you put on your hot dog is the question of the moment. Jay, you don't eat hot dogs, right?
No, but I eat, like, the other hot dogs, turkey dogs or the veggie hot dog stuff. And my favorite is sauerkraut and yellow mustard.
Oh,
that's just so good. So good.
Okay. James, they offer some sort of hot dog down in Dallas where you are, right?
Say again, how hot is it?
No, we're not talking about how hot it is. We're talking about hot dogs.
Oh, sorry. I was adding some music. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. What do you put? Let me try this again.
Okay.
Take two. What do you put on your hot dogs if you eat a hot dog? Do you put all kinds of things on, like relish and mustard? And
I do like relish, but you know what? The best thing for me is just some straight-up Dijon mustard. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah
Dijon.
Absolutely.
Good.
And, you know, you don't just go with a regular, like, hot work. You got to get a brat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, because there are all kinds, you point out something that is certainly a part of Hot Dog Week, and that is the different kinds of hot dogs, 100% all beef hot dogs, bratwurst, the Nathan hot dog. There's hot dogs with all kinds of crap in them. There are the sausages that are basically
the all beef.
Yeah, right, exactly. But one of the things that some people find very offensive is putting ketchup on a hot dog. I can remember when I was young, when I used to eat hot dogs, there were people who would look at you, at least around here, like you go to Fenway Park and watch a Red Sox game, right? You go to a park in Cleveland.
Oh, you've got to be putting stadium mustard on that thing.
Yeah, right. Well, so in Boston, they call them Fenway Franks. Every park has a different name for the hot dog. And I can remember when I was a kid going to a game and putting ketchup on the hot dog. And the people all around me, you're looking and it's like, boo, the guy's putting ketchup on his hot dog. Boo, boo, no ketchup on hot dogs.
Ketchup is just offensive anyway. Ketchup is the worst.
Really? I like to put it on my beans. Ketchup is good on beans. All right, so anyway, for those of you who remember the character of Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood, here is an excerpt from, I think, the original, the first Dirty Harry movie, where he's talking about things that don't, you know, being a cop a lot of nasty things. You encounter a lot of nasty things. So he goes through a litany of all of the things that don't bother him that are nasty, and then we take it from there.
No, this stuff isn't getting to me. The shootings, the knifings, the beatings, old ladies being bashed in the head for their social security checks, teachers being thrown out of a fourth floor window because they don't give A's, that doesn't bother me a bit.
Come on, Harry, take it easy.
Or this job either, having to wade through the scum of this city, being swept away by bigger and bigger waves of corruption, apathy, and red tape. No, that doesn't bother me. But you know what does bother me?
What?
You know what makes me really sick to my stomach?
What?
It's watching you stuff your face with those hot dogs. Nobody, I mean nobody, puts ketchup on a hot dog.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about having our fingers in the holes and the whole
thing. All right, so that's the essence of which, from Clint Eastwood's point of view, who doesn't remember that scene from Dirty Harry? I can't remember the actor's name, the character actor that played his partner in the first couple of Dirty Harry movies. He was a short, sort of chubby guy. And you can imagine him eating almost anything. So anyway, there it is. What to do or what not to do with your hot dog, courtesy of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Now it's back to some of the more nightmarish things about life. And here's the story of an 18-year-old woman who was killed in Kentucky after a loose tire crashed through her windshield. You hear this story? This is the story of Lauren Collins, who was a student at University of Kentucky. She was out in the family Buick on Interstate 75. And I've had this happen. Actually, I remember a trailer, a tire coming off. I just had, now that I'm thinking about it, I had a trailer. I was moving some cows the other day in my cattle trailer, and one of the axles broke, and the tire just went down the road. I went back to get it, and somebody had picked it up and stolen it already. Never found it. I was driving down a steep hill in Worcester, Massachusetts, probably 20 years ago, and I looked out to the right. I had a tractor on the back of a longer trailer that I had, and it was pouring rain. Oh, my God, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I look out to the right-hand side in the mirror, and I see this tire coming down, going down the street faster than me, that had just broken off of one of the axles on my trailer. And you see it go down the street. And fortunately, the light was red at the intersection, so the tire just went kaplunk across the street onto the sidewalk and into Lake Quinsigamond. That was the end of that. Never saw that tire again.
Oh, thank goodness didn't hit anyone. There is a video that was floating around that kind of went viral where this happened. And fortunately, that driver was okay, but the way that it was a big tire and the way it bounced and then smashed onto the windshield, it actually made the car flip.
Yeah.
Like just completely flip tail over head. And a lot of times, my first thought is always when you're driving behind a pickup truck or even a semi with a flat truck bed and there are a lot of tires on it, or the different like wooden poles or trees or something, or even pipes, and you think if one of those comes loose, it's going to be bad, and you never want to follow those trucks. You want to get over or give them a little bit of space, don't be so close. But this is one of those things, like, no, it is an active tire on the vehicle helping the vehicle move, and it just comes off and it just goes flying.
It could happen. It is. You know, machinery is not perfect, and people aren't either. There are people that change tires and they don't put them on right, that kind of stuff. All kinds of reasons this could happen, but the bottom line here is this young woman is dead because the tire came off of a truck, smashed through the windshield, and that was the end of her. What's the lesson? I don't know that there is a lesson here. It's just kind of a sad story.
Things can just happen. Always try to be alert, but even something like this, there's no time.
How can you be alert to something like that? How can you be alert to something like that? There are 400 people who are dead today. There was a doomsday cult that ended up in Kenya. Authorities digging bodies up, but they've come up with over 400 so far. The pastor in question here is a guy named Paul McKenzie, who apparently ordered his followers This is a group from the Good News International Church. He ordered them to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. Well, he's in police custody now with all kinds of charges of murder against him. He denied ordering the followers to starve, but apparently there are a few people who survived that told the story.
Yeah, and he also claimed he had closed his church 4 years prior.
Yeah, right. Okay, so where do the 400 bodies come from? This guy is a lunatic, right? I mean, look at all the... Remember, well, maybe you don't. The Jones cult. There have been any number of cults, actually, over the years. They're big and small. Look at what happened with Charles Manson. You know, these sorts of... There are all kinds of different cults that people join for whatever the reason. Why would you join a cult? What's going on with you in terms of your mind,
sense
your
of belonging,
psychology?
Yeah,
yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of times they prey on people who have nobody around or have no one they feel close to, and they just have that yearning, that sense to belong, which I think is human nature to begin with.
Well, some people...
And it never starts off cult-like. It always seems like it's just... You know, we are a group
friends
of people who are going
love
to love you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And they make you feel good about yourself before it's the bait and switch situation.
So the former members of the church did hang the goods on this guy, McKenzie, saying he compelled congregants to fast as part of the church's teachings, his sermons, which, by the way, are still available online. They dealt with the apocalypse and the end of the world, and save yourself now, meet Jesus today. We're about to win the battle. Don't let anybody turn you away from this. Is a journey where you will find at the end you'll have met Jesus. Jesus, yeah, I guess. So anyway, you wonder, you do. Every once in a while, one of these things comes out of the woodwork, right? One of these guys just... sometimes it has to do with money. Sometimes it just has to do with power and control. What a shame. Imagine that. 400 plus people dead because of this guy. 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change at the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 17th to the 21st. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. I have been with Michael doing this program for decades, each week, nonstop, without interruption, every week of the year. We go through the things that have been big in the world of news talk radio conversationally. And so we don't necessarily always take them. Michael starts by going through in order the stories and the people list and stuff. And then sometimes we take a little, we veer to the left, we veer to the right. And I don't mean politically. It just is that some of the things that come, one of the things I'm most thankful for, actually, is what you can do with something with a, I don't like the word topic because I think it's overused. It's an idea. There are all kinds of ideas that can be an offshoot of one story. For example, number one this week is all about Trump, isn't it always? With Trump, it's always all about Trump. So there was a survey done by YouGov that I'm guessing a lot of the right of center talk radio hosts will steer away from, Michael, because basically it suggests that the voters who will vote for Trump are racists, and that the people who vote for Trump think that racism against whites is the biggest problem at the moment that Donald Trump needs to address. Reparations against black Americans. Most Americans oppose reparations. That was one of the questions in the poll. So I don't know that this was that Trump designed this. It's just that everybody uses his name to get attention. I don't think Trump had anything to do with this at all, frankly. But yet, Trump, you see that name right away. Okay, we better go look and see what this is all about. And so what is there? Can we escape it?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a survey that was done.
I understand that. I understand that. But what do you? What is your point?
My point is that Trump is like a lightning rod, and anything that's associated with his name gets attention that otherwise, if it was Joe Smith, wouldn't. If it was the same thing happening to Joe Smith, it wouldn't get any attention at all. But because Trump's name is on it, let's see what we can do to stir people up one way
or
the other.
Trump is a major player.
Amazing. Yeah.
He's a major player in the national scene.
But why?
He's a former president.
Well, but why did he become... Why did he become president? Why do you want to be president?
The same way any other person wants to become president. They want power. They want prestige. Maybe they want to make a change in the world. That really isn't usually the case anymore.
No.
They just want power and prestige. Seldom is anybody drafted to that position. That's something that they seek, as evidenced by how many people run on both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And he has developed a lifetime penchant for publicity.
Yeah.
He's been promoting himself. He's made a lot of money, or so he says.
Yeah.
He seems to. And he promotes himself incessantly. For decades. So that's why Trump is where he's at.
Yeah. I just find it interesting how the world thinks or people think. That's part of what we talk about here. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael and Doug, 28 after the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least 6 people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Bunga bunga. Wake up, rise and shine. Start your day with a good day program. If that's the time of day when it's aired in your market by your radio station, it doesn't necessarily hold it because we call it the good day program. It's always the beginning of the day. Most stations carry it early in the morning or what we call morning drive or mid-morning. But there are places around the country and around the world where this program, well, you can hear it anytime all day long on gooddayshow.com. That's pretty simple and straightforward. I'm Doug Steffen along with my partner in Nice News, Jay Kirshner, is here. This is something that actually is from the Good News Department. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will talk about this. He's here later. Most of you will hear him with his questions for Dr. Ken. But this is something that more in depth he discusses this weekend. You can hear the program on many of the same stations that carry Good Day program. But if not, you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and hear Ken talking about this new simple urine test that Jay could detect a deadly brain tumor that, if left unchecked, will kill you in a year.
Wow.
It's called a glioma tumor. It is in the brain. And the survival rate, once it's been in your system for a year, is not good. So somebody came up with this simple urine test. And I don't tell you the whole story because I don't think I sound you necessarily authoritative when it comes to this. I just asked the question, and Ken talks about the technique that's used to spot early signs of some hard-to-detect cancers.
Well, and this is great because it could be used in just your routine physical.
Yes.
A lot of the testing is so in-depth and is so costly that there has to be a reason the doctor thinks, okay, you know what, we should test for this.
Right.
Rather than just your typical, just a typical urine analysis, or when you get some blood work done, and it's the what is it called when it's just the typical, like, it's what's your iron level and your vitamin D, the thing, the run of the mill lab work, that's not the additional stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is something that could be so important.
Yep.
Just so
Ken
too
talks about the technique and when it'll be available on Good Day Health. Check it out, GoodDayHealthShow.com. In the good news department, the nice news department, a lot of people, I was thinking, they got a haircut. How many people talk to their barber or your hairstylist about what's going on in your life? Come on. Really, honestly, do you get into these conversations? There is a photographer named Sam Farr who has been taking pictures with barbershops since the 1970s. Who would have thought, right? There's a whole portfolio of interesting, I mean, think about it for a second. When you go into the barbershop or you go into the hairstylist, right, you sit down and they do all sorts of strange things. I can remember going into, there was a place that I got my hair cut in Santa Monica a number of years ago, and it was both for men and women. And I would go inside, and you'd see all of this aluminum, these tin foil things, that like this was going into the space museum. Right? Do you get your hair done like that, Jay? Do you have, what does that do, highlights? Is that what that stuff is?
Yeah, I mean, it's I get colored. It's not necessarily the highlights, but they don't have to do foil or anything on me.
No, but would you think that this would be something that this guy has a whole, he's got 50 years worth of photos taken at barbershops.
Well, it's with the same barber, so it's the barber he had been going to since the 70s, and every time he went, he would take a photo, and it was always the same photo. He's sitting holding the camera, and his barber is in the process of cutting, and they both look up at the mirror, and 50 years. Even just 50 years of the same barber, my goodness.
I know it. Right. Okay, so we were talking about the northern lights and the lights that appear this time of year, the aurora borealis and that sort of thing, and how the fact that the northern hemispheres, or the northern part of the United States, is where you'll see the, what did you say, 16 or 18 states, I think you said?
Yeah.
A little bit ago, we'd see them.
A good number, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you in the southern United States who don't want to feel left out, there is a green meteor shower that will soar through your skies probably tonight and through the end of the week. I don't know what it's called, but it's something that you can look for so you don't feel left out. Okay, I don't want anybody to feel left out. Although, when you hear the story about the man who ran from California to New York, it just was, we were talking yesterday, I think, or the day before, about the young lady, 15-year-old, who swam around Manhattan to raise $60,000 for cancer research. All right, so here's this guy who in 55 days runs 3,100 miles from California to New York. Wow. Can you imagine what he ate, what his sneakers look like? And what the attire, especially running through the heat. Wow. This is something, I find this is very interesting to see what motivates people to do stuff like this. Sometimes, as you were saying, it's to help other people, right? And, or just because the challenge is there, and I want to make a lot of people see that. Well, so it's a challenge. I'm taking it because it's a challenge. Yep, that's good. All right. Largest public works project in the history of Hawaii has now opened this week. It's the new Skyline train. Those of you who are living on the Big Island listening to this, I'm sure you're proud of this, but more for the people who go to Hawaii, this is a very interesting way. And it's not something that you would normally have equated with Hawaii. You know, getting on a train like this, you'd think, okay, Chicago, New York, maybe Los Angeles, you go to Europe, Paris, London, but nope. People started last Friday lining up to ride the new train in Oahu. Oahu, good. I never pronounced it right. It's the Big Island.
Yeah, Oahu. The Big Island of Hawaii. That's just the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so 9,000 people were on this thing on the first day. There were a lot of people who were worried that nobody would come. It's kind of like that. Jennifer loves to talk about the train to nowhere that the state of California spent, I think, $9 billion on. And strangely enough, Nancy Pelosi's husband was the one who ran the company. I know it was only a coincidence. It just happened that he got the low bid, and they were trying to build this train, fast train between L.A. and San Francisco, and they ran into so many problems. He got the $9 billion, but the train never got built. Oh, imagine. Hmm. I know it's a strange coincidence, but sometimes those things happen. All right, is that smarmy enough? Okay. Next, airplane rides. Can you imagine sitting on the tarmac in Phoenix during 111-degree weather for 4 hours? Waiting to take off. This is how bad the management is at American Airlines. Who in the name of God would have said it was okay to have passengers frying, the plane can't run, so it's on its auxiliary power, and there's some air in the plane, but here's this tube sitting out in the desert. And I get that the weather and stuff slow things down, but don't put the people on the plane.
Well, let them.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. That's the thing. That's part of their thing. They left on time because they left the gate, and that's the purpose. Get the passengers on the plane, leave the gate, and you can sit out at the tarmac for as long as you need to because you've officially left. So you still had a leaving on time, and it's like really the
Who
data and the paperwork is more important
more
than
important.
The humans actually
the
being
safety.
In there. Yeah. Yes.
That's the height of stupidity, man, I'll tell you. And I talk about American is the airline I fly pretty much all the time because I'm my status and the points and stuff. But I wish I had them on Delta because, Delta just doesn't go to where I need to go, whether it's back and forth to Los Angeles most of the time. But it just, can you imagine anybody who thought that was okay? What is management? If when the people at the top, if they don't fire the person who's responsible for making that decision, then they should be fired. This is the worst, the best example of the worst kind of management, these poor people sitting out there.
Well, they have to do it. It's protocol.
Yeah. Get the plane off the gate.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Yep. All right, here's another one for the books. A mother of three sparking an online debate by sharing on social media why she chose not to give up her window seat to a fellow mom on a recent flight. Lady's name is Tammy Nelson. She lives not far from you in Ohio there, Jay. 6,000 comments after she posted on social media what happened on this flight from Cincinnati to San Jose. She captions, "What would you do?" By the way, this video has almost 3 million views.
Yeah.
I got on the plane. You know the story, and the woman was sitting in my seat.
Yeah. She had picked out a window seat. She did not get a lot of sleep the night before, and she had to do a presentation. So she was counting on this flight to sleep and be at the window so she could lean her head. And she gets there, and her seat is already taken. And the woman is like, "Oh, this is your seat. Well, these are my two kids. My seat's just behind. Can we switch?" And her seat was a middle seat, which anybody who sat in a middle seat, it's hard to sleep because you can't can't really lean one way or the other.
No, you can't go in. Not at all.
Yeah,
right.
And so the woman was saying, well, no. And so the woman who had the kids with her eventually got up, went to her own seat, and then just continues to complain to the people next to her loudly enough for the first woman whose seat she had taken, saying, like, it was rude, blah, 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 blah.
What kind of balsam do you have to take somebody else's seat and then say, no, I'm not going to move?
It's one thing to ask, like, hey, would you mind if we switch seats? But don't just take it. Don't just, like, automatically take it. And also, her children were not young children. They were teenagers. They could fare for themselves. And she was just, she was right behind them. But a lot of people were chiming in saying it was rude of the woman, the mom who had the kids that wanted to switch seats, the way she went about and everything. But this is a kicker. There were some people who were flight attendants or former flight attendants that said this actually happens a lot. And what you should actually do if you were in the situation where you couldn't book, there just wasn't an option to book to have the seats next to each other, go to the gate agent once you get to the airport and ask if there's anything they can do, because sometimes they will move people around.
Yeah, they do.
But they'll only move people to equal or better seats. So you're not going to move somebody with an aisle seat to a middle seat or a window seat to a middle seat. You'll just move middle seat to middle seat and just change the rows up a little bit.
Yeah. It's just really, just so rude. Here's a boy who was on a flight home with his dad, calling out a passenger whose manners were bad. Youngster's name is Rodney Small. You can see this. It's pretty funny. As usual, everybody's got a phone, and the people captured this from this little boy after he realized the passenger that was right behind him had placed their bare feet on the side of his seat. And Rodney says, "Stinky feet behind my seat." This guy he takes his shoes off. Can that talk about rude, right? Smelly feet in the back of a seat, good for you.
Yeah.
The youngster. 48 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
See how clever I can be. I'm hooked on Chuck Curry on Moody Moons. How's that? Is that good, Chucker?
That's good, Chuck. I like it.
You like that? Yeah, right. All right, so here's Captain Hooker, the movie Hook. Why are we talking about this?
Rob Williams was actually born this day, July 21st, 1951. Played Peter Pan in Hook. One of my favorite films, even though it's flawed, I still get a lot out of that movie.
Well, it's flawed according to whom? Every movie, all human beings are flawed. We all make mistakes. It's flawed. What does that mean?
That's why erasers have pencils, right?
Yeah, well,
but I got to tell you, you know, speaking of Rob Williams, his birthday today, of all the time I've done on your show, and believe it or not, it's been 30 years, which is hard to believe. The one passing of any celebrity that bothered me the most was easily the passing of Rob Williams that day, because one, he was a great talent, and two, the way he passed was hard to believe. But what a tremendous, tremendous talent, and one of the most amazing minds of probably any entertainer ever born, no doubt, or any person ever born, actually.
See, now, I don't find that, that's your point of view. I found him to be a big bore.
Really?
I never found him to be entertaining. The only thing that I liked that he
didn't think he had an interesting mind.
No, I think he had. That's one way of describing it. I think he was. I think that according to how you measure it, he was very disturbed. But oftentimes, it's like what they say about the comedians in general. They're usually very unhappy, very sad. Yeah, right. Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about AMC Theaters dropping their variable pricing plan, which we all thought was a bad idea to begin with, and now it's because nobody's buying those seats.
Well, how do you enforce it anyway? There's no usher. Like, you can't, if anybody, first of all, most movies that you go to were not even close to capacity, so you could basically sit anywhere you want. I've never been a big fan. I know they started this in the last, I don't know, 5 years, of picking out the seat in multiplexes where you want a seat sit. I've never really been a big fan of that anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that you aren't, because
now, if I go into a movie theater, if I don't like my seat, I want to have the ability to get up and sit somewhere else.
Go somewhere
else. If somebody's annoying sitting next to me, I want to have the ability to get up and sit somewhere else, correct?
Yeah. All right, what's happening this weekend? There's a couple of big openings.
Well, last night there was the previews, because all these movies now open on Thursday night. Barbie, out of the gate, great. $20 million in business last night. Oppenheimer, 9, which is also a great opening. It's going to be a very good opening weekend. Both these movies are very well reviewed, very different. So we got diversity in terms of what you get a choice to see. But it's weird how social media works. This time, I think, is working sort of in a fun, positive way. People have made a pledge to go see both movies, almost like a double feature. A lot of people say they're going to go see Barbie and then Oppenheimer. I can't think of two more totally different type of films, but you know, Oppenheimer, 9 million on Thursday night previews. That means that film could do $60 million in its opening weekend for a three-hour adult-oriented movie. That's great.
I want to go see it. Well, see, I think that you have been badgering people listening to this program long enough.
Yeah.
People are turning around and saying, you know what? There's something to what he said. So there you go.
Hey, I got one. I don't want to badger, but I'm just reporting the fact. The tracking came out on Warner Brothers' DC superhero movie, Blue Beetle.
Zero.
August 18th, tracking at a $12 to $17 million opening weekend on a $120 million budget. That's terrible. It really does show
maybe
you.
Maybe they're getting the message to these
things.
Guys.
Well, that people are really starting to reject a superhero movie pretty harshly. And DC, James Gunn, who took over that division, handled this really not well by basically saying that the Flash in this movie, doesn't really measure going forward, because they're going to reboot everything. They bring back Henry Cavill to do a cameo in Black Panther, Black Adam, and then basically fire Henry Cavill as Superman to reboot it. So it really is a mishandled mess. But that would be a disastrous opening, $12 to $17 million opening for Blue Beetle.
Well, maybe they'll learn their lesson.
That's what it is, Doug.
Yep, exactly.
What can we do, me and you?
Now, okay, so we still have Big Box, so we have Mission Impossible. They'll do gangbusters this weekend as well. You got Indiana Jones that's still doing great. You have Sound of Freedom.
A little bit of an exaggeration, but Sound of Freedom's doing great. That is doing great.
Well, but when you talk about numbers, there are 10 times as many people going to see Indiana Jones as going to see Sound of Freedom around the world. But I find that both of them have an important place. I found them both very compelling movies, frankly.
Very good
movies. All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you Monday.
Yep. Got it.
59 past the hour on the Friday Good Day Show.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.